It's 7 degrees and mainly sunny at 1 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Scott Gardner. A ceremony was held yesterday at CFB Trenton to remember the CC-130 Hercules that crashed near Canadian Forces Station in Alert 25 years ago. On October 30, 1991, the flight crashed with 18 people on board during the final approach to CFS Alert. The ceremony was attended by many family members of those who died and survivors of the crash. Lieutenant General Mike Hood talked about the journey that the survivors have had over the years.
And a long journey as well for the 13 men and women who survived, as well as their family and friends. A journey of physical and psychological recovery, counted in years, not in miles. For family and friends, I suspect time has not softened the loss. Survivors bear the scars, and the selfless rescuers still remember.
William DeGroote, a survivor of the plane crash, told QNET News that it was a very emotional ceremony for her.
This was a lot more emotional than I was expecting it to be. It was really meaningful to see the families of the people who did not survive the crash. It has been a long time since we've seen the other survivors.
The wreckage of the CC-130 Hercules still remains in its final resting place, where it has been for the last 25 years. In national news, Indigenous Affairs Minister Carolyn Bennett says the Liberal plan to support a $155 million investment in First Nations child welfare. The plan was motioned by the NDP. The plan comes in response to the suggestion from former Truth and Reconciliation Commission Chairman Murray Sinclair for the federal government to immediately comply with legal orders from the Canadian Human Rights Tribunal. The Canadian Human Rights Tribunal issued two legal orders to the government in January urging action after it declared Ottawa discriminates against Aboriginal children on reserves when delivering child welfare services. U.S. election news: next Tuesday, November 8th, is the election day in the United States, and the Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton's email inbox is making headlines again, this time in connection to an investigation of the estranged husband of a Clinton aide. Matthew Dadd says the new controversy could make a close election race even closer.
I thought it was around a 5 or 6 point race, but for a major political meteor. Well, a meteor has hit. This is a meteor. The question is the size of this. I think Democrats expected this to be an Obama 2008 type victory. It's now gone to an Obama 2004 type victory. It could go to a Bush over Kerry type victory, which is between 2 and 3, and there's no telling where this ends up in the next 2 or 3 days.
International news, the Syrian military is preparing to repel an Aleppo insurgent attack on the government-controlled western part of Aleppo. It accused the insurgents of criminal acts that included an alleged attack of toxic gas that wounded several, but it adamantly defended its troops' commitment to the war on terrorism. Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights released estimates that 48 civilians, including 17 children and 61 pro-government fighters, have been killed since the offensive began Friday. Toyota will test a new system next year that lets users unlock doors and start cars with their smartphones. The system could totally eliminate the need for a physical car key. Tom Krischer has more.
They send you codes to an app on your smartphone. And once your smartphone gets in the range of the Bluetooth of the car, the codes are verified, and then you can take action to unlock the car and then get in and start it from your phone.
Toyota will test the new system in San Francisco with the Get Around car sharing service starting in January. Now with sports, a 3-run fourth inning was enough to keep the Chicago Cubs' dream of ending a more than century-long World Series drought. The Cubs still trail the Cleveland Indians 3-2. Game 6 goes tomorrow night in Chicago. It's a quiet Halloween night in the NHL with no games on the schedule. Tuesday night, the Toronto Maple Leafs will host the division-leading Edmonton Oilers at 7:30, and the Ottawa Senators are home to the Carolina Hurricanes. The Toronto Raptors are in NBA action tonight against the Denver Nuggets. The Loyalist Lancers men's basketball team visit Fleming College this Thursday night at 7 p.m. Lancers volleyball has a busy weekend ahead of them as the men and women's team visit Algonquin on Friday night at 6 p.m. and the site at 1 o'clock Saturday afternoon. Send us your team or league scores over email at qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville at 1:04 p.m. it's 7 degrees and mainly sunny, dropping to a chilly 2 degrees for your Halloween night tonight, and partly cloudy. Tuesday looks 15 degrees and mainly cloudy. QNET News on the air at 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Scott Gardner, news on 91X next at 3 p.m.